Returning back to our example school, by the end of October, the team had made it through the initial draft of their action plan, and it was time to assess progress on implementation and student learning. The leadership team used the plan to assess progress to decide how faculty would collectively assess implementation and student learning. To do so, they brought together the piles and piles of data that shed light on progress, and, like in step three, used the data to create a few clear data displays that were accessible to all faculty so that they could together evaluate progress in a meeting. To share progress on implementation, the leadership team selected a sample lesson plan from each grade level that involved using illustrations to improve problem-solving skills for students. They also compiled 10 representative noticings from classroom observations faculty conducted with one another from lessons that involved solving word problems using illustrations. They had also collected short-term data on student learning, which included quizzes on word problems, where students were encouraged to use illustrations to help them, and medium-term data, which included results from interim assessments for the substandard of solving multi-step word problems.